Welcome to CFRI's Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
My name is Danielle. I'm from California. I have cystic fibrosis and I had a lung transplant in 2003.
My name is Anna Payne, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and I'm 33 years old, living with cystic fibrosis.
My name is Elise Elkonen-Goldberg. I am 61 years old and have CF, and also 6.5 years ago, I had a double lung transplant.
My name is Paul Quinton. I'm living here in Southern California. I'm 75 now, and I guess one of my biggest claims to fame is that I've known cystic fibrosis about as long as it's been here.
Hi, I'm Devin Wakefield. I have cystic fibrosis. I'm 29 and I live in Washington.
Hi, I'm Georgia Brown. I'm going to be 50 this year. I live in Ohio. And welcome to our second edition of Greet Me Germ Free.
Right before COVID-19, a group of us actually got together with CF to talk about handshaking and how it actually helps spread colds and flus and viruses. We launched an anti-handshaking campaign, which was so very timely. We had no idea how timely it would actually be. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that today.
So we've known for quite some time that one of the worst ways to spread germs is to shake hands. It's a wonderful tradition, but it's a great way to get people sick. So no dirty shakes.
The handshake, as a means to greet people, has a long history. In fact, it dates back to the 5th century BC, and it's a tradition that we've carried to today. However, we didn't know that the handshake would become a way to transmit germs in the pandemic era.
The cystic fibrosis community has always been vigilant about best practices when it comes to cross-infection, long before COVID-19. Most of the practices that people who have no health issues are now adopting, we have had as our practices, including wearing masks, if necessary, wearing gloves.
I always have hand sanitizer in my car, so anytime I go get gas, I like hand sanitize as soon as I get back in the car.
Carrying sanitizer with me everywhere I go, and staying away from people who are sick.
Excellent hand washing, and that has kept us alive and thriving.
So one protective habit I've always been doing is washing my hands. Don't want that grossness in your life.
Even well before COVID, I always kept my distance, especially around people that I noticed had a sniffle or a cough.
And just actually even like trying to keep some distance between myself and other people that I don't know that well.
The world's response to COVID-19 for me has been exciting, and I know that's not the best word to use, but these are tactics that I've been using for a long time. So to see other people understanding and respecting that is encouraging.
One of the most surprising things I think I've seen or heard during the COVID-19 crisis is a general resistance to basic hygiene. Just wash your hands.
I'm kind of surprised that it doesn't seem like too many people wash their hands that often until maybe March.
Well, I think my biggest surprise is that it made everybody look like they have cystic fibrosis.
For me, it was actually hard to watch everybody else go through something that I felt so familiar with and struggle with it.
And so they, you know, you see many more people being protective in terms of keeping their distance and coughing appropriately, either in their elbow or at least turning their head and not shaking your hand immediately after they wipe their nose.
One of my biggest surprises, and I was really impressed by this one, is all the protesters wearing masks. That's like awesome. Keep it up, you guys.
I don't know that handshakes are going to be a thing of the past before I'm a thing of the past. But I think there's going to be less of them.
handshakes are an ingrained pattern in our society, but they aren't necessary anymore.
But I'm hoping what we can learn from this is there are better ways to greet people. And we're going to spread less germs. And that's not just COVID. That's the flu. That's a cold. That's any virus.
And I think we'll come out of this COVID thing with a different form of greeting.
I think it's much more impactful to show somebody that you care about them by keeping them safe. During this period of physical distancing, there are greetings that work for everyone during every season. Some of them include the air hug,
the salute, the wave, the bow.
Whether you want to do a virtual hug through your Zoom screen, or you want to do an air high five,
a peace sign,
cross your heart and say, I love you.
An air five.
This is a new one for me. I'm not sure what I'm going to do now that I have to give up my elbow bump.
A smile and wave.
Now that we're all getting very used to physical distancing, my greeting that I love and I think is appropriate for every season is a big wave and a hello.
A hand on the heart, a polite bow.
One of the top ways that anybody can use to greet is, you know, just a simple wave.
Some of the things that don't work while we're physical distancing are the fist bump, the elbow bump, and the foot bump.
Whatever you personally choose is important so that you maintain the safety of yourself and others.
Just have fun with it and say hi, but don't use your hands.
Also, none of this. Psych.
And I can't tell you what you should do, but I guess you're going to have to work it out, because now we're in the era of COVID. And everybody's coming up with something that doesn't shake hands or kiss or give you a good old bear hug. Got to upgrade.
It's time for a greeting update.
It's time for a greeting update.
It's time for a greeting update.
So it's time for a greeting update.
It's time for a greeting upgrade.